Listening Library presents Harry versus the First 100 Days of School by Emily Jenkins. Read for you by Rebecca Soler. In memory of Lillian Meckler, E.J. For my first grade teacher, Mrs. Acosta, P.O. Prologue, Home. Tuesday, September 4th. Harry Bergen Murphy has a pack of 10 yellow pencils. He has last year's water bottle. He has a new Fluff Monster lunchbox and new green sneakers. First grade starts tomorrow. Harry will go to the Graham School, also known as Public School 48 in Brooklyn, New York. His teacher will be Ms. Peak Schnitzel. A too short haircut. Yeah, that happened. When he looks in the mirror, all he can see are his giant ears. He will be the eeriest kid in first grade, probably. He rubs his hand over his hair. It feels tickly. Harry is stuck using his old backpack for first grade. It's brown and kind of ugly. But there is a new Fluff Monster keychain hanging off the zipper. His sister Charlotte gave it to him. It's his favorite monster, Gar-Gar, the black and yellow one that looks like a bumblebee. Fluff monsters are the silliest monsters in the world. Harry loves them. They are characters in a video game. They go womple womple when they run. Harry plays the game on his mom's tablet. "Are you ready for the first day of school?" says Mommy, tucking Harry into bed. She strokes his hair. "You'll be a great first grader." Harry pushes out his lower lip. He is not sure she is right, but he doesn't know how to say it. "Are you worried?" she asks. Harry nods. "I can understand that. But I know you, H," she says. "I know you are ready." Still, Harry lies awake for a long time after she hugs him goodnight. He worries about getting lost in the big school building, about strict teachers and rules and learning to read, mean kids and scary classroom guinea pigs. He doesn't feel ready at all. Chapter 1. Don't Leave Me. Day 1. Wednesday, September 5th. Harry has been to daycare before. He went to kindergarten, too. But that was in the trailers on the other side of the play yard. First grade classrooms are in the big kids' school. The Graham School is 4 blocks from home. Harry walks with his sister, Charlotte. Mommy is a little ways behind.
"If you need me," says Charlotte, "I'll be upstairs in 4th grade, room 303. Plus, we have lunch and recess at the same time, so you'll see me then. Got it?"
Harry nods. The weather still feels like summer. The trees on their street are bright green. Charlotte wears red shorts and a new t-shirt with sequins, plus her favorite running shoes. She has 2 braids in her hair. Harry is wearing his green sneakers, blue shorts, and his favorite shirt with 4 horses.
"Will there be guinea pigs at school?" he asks.
"Don't worry about guinea pigs, H, really."
"What if kids are mean?"
"Some people are mean, yeah," says Charlotte. "But boo on them. Just don't hang out with them."
Harry stops walking.
"Will the teachers yell?"
"The music teacher yells, but I still like her. She plays the accordion."
"Yelling?
No way!" Harry turns and starts to run back home. He zooms past Mommy down the block. He climbs the steps to his apartment building and plasters his body against the front door.
"I'm not going to school!"
His mom follows.
"H, what's wrong?"
"There are mean kids and yelling teachers. Charlotte said so."
"Did not," says Charlotte, catching up. "I was just being realistic."
"I'm not going."
His mother pats his back. "H," she says, bending over, "what are you scared of?" Harry wants to say,
I might not make friends. What if someone picks on me? What if I get in trouble? What if I'm the only one who can't read yet?
He wants to say all that, but it won't come out. Instead, he says,
You can't make me go!
Mommy holds out her hand. School is fun, she says kindly. You'll make so many friends, and you'll learn like 100 things every day.
No.
How about we look in your lunch bag, she says. See, I packed your favorites. She holds it open and Harry peeks in. Cucumber, cantaloupe, pork, dumplings, and strawberry yogurt in a squeezy tube. At the bottom of the bag are 2 square butter cookies wrapped in wax paper. Those are his favorites, especially the cookies. Harry doesn't usually get dessert at lunchtime.
That's a good lunch in there, he admits.
Mommy holds out her hand again. It is her nice mommy hand, with shiny blue fingernails she paints herself. Harry sniffs back his tears and grabs on.
I think you are ready, Mommy says. I really, truly do.
He lets her walk him to school. They all 3 climb the steps that lead to a fat brick building with a spiky black fence. Mommy has to say goodbye at the door. Harry hugs her. Then he takes a deep breath and he does it. With Charlotte right beside him, Harry Bergen Murphy goes to school. Day 2, Thursday, September 6th. School was all right yesterday. The first grade classroom is full of markers and pattern blocks. There is not a single guinea pig anywhere. Ms. Peek Schnitzel, the teacher, has a bright voice and a face like an apple, shiny and pink. She is old and wears makeup on her eyebrows. She said hello to the kids as they entered and assigned each one a seat at a table. The tables are labeled with animal names: goat, sheep, rabbit, cow, and horse. Harry is at goat table. It has a laminated picture of a goat on it. Some sections of the classroom wall are covered with corkboard, and others with whiteboard. Plus, there is a smart board near the teacher's special chair. Lots of boards. In one corner is a reading area with a shaggy carpet and bins full of picture books. In another is a large rug with colored squares. Each student gets a square to sit on during morning meeting. Harry's spot is on a green square, and green is his favorite color. Ms. Yu, the art teacher, visited after lunch. She is a round person with streaks of pink in her hair and lots of rings on her fingers. She handed out watercolor paints and invited all the kids to make self-portraits. Harry already knew kids from kindergarten. Mason and Mia, Adam and Abigail. Harry likes Mason a whole lot. His ears stick out almost as much as Harry's. He was wearing a shirt with a pineapple on it. The 2 of them played at recess. The big kid yard doesn't have grass like the kindergarten yard, but it does have climbing structures and rubber matting. Mason and Harry went to the top of the tall structure everyone calls the rocket. Some things were still hard. When they played a name game using their fingers, Harry messed up when it was his turn. Harry, 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 whoops, Harry, whoops, Harry, Harry, Harry. He forgot the second whoops and felt his face heat up. Then he looked at the carpet for the rest of the game. Now he and Charlotte walk upstairs for the 2nd day of school. Bye, says Charlotte outside his classroom. Have a good day, H. Ms. Peek Schnitzel's door is covered with bright paper polka dots. Each dot has a kid's name on it. Harry, Mason, and 23 others. There are 25 kids in all. Suddenly, they seem like stranger polka dots.
Don't leave me,
cries Harry. He starts to cry. He can't help it.
You have to be a big Harry when you're in first grade, says Charlotte. Don't leave me with the polka dots, cries Harry.
Charlotte gives him a hug.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?